Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. Morning, Matt. You do a great job. I think that America has to celebrate. Biden did something fantastic. Number one guy in after Bin Laden was taken out. I'm watching Fox channels. They hardly even mention it. Now, here's what has to be mentioned going into the midterms big time. I'm going to start a new slogan, Biden delivers. We have the lowest unemployment. We have gases coming down. Ukraine is really giving Russia a go at it, and if Biden got a little more assertive, it'd be over. He is getting a lot accomplished. People want to harp on Fox. Oh, we're in a recession. You have to admit, we're in a recession. Well, yeah, if you work at it hard enough, you can convince yourself of anything. Yes, we're in a little bit of a slow time, but Biden has been delivering. I am sick and tired of people who can't recognize any of that and almost deny it. So in the midterms, my motto is Biden delivers. I'm sending that to all my Republican friends. And last but not least, just food for thought, on the gun issue, to get a concealed carry weapon, it's only 4 hours of training. To shoot a deer in Wisconsin, hunter safety, that's weeks. You got to handle with a gun. You got to handle a gun safety. So we test you more to kill an animal than you do a person. That's what I'll leave the thought in you on gun control. Thanks, and have a great day, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah, no, Bill, that, as always, very profound stuff. And I'll tell you something. Everybody out there, Bill used to be, you know, a Republican. Bill is a gun owner and a hunter. And I respect his opinion. And I think he's making a good point on that. Why should you have to have more safety training to shoot a deer than to shoot a person? Everybody, I think, has the wrong idea here. If you are a gun owner, you respect the weapon, respect its potential power, you make sure it doesn't fall in the wrong hands, you make sure it's secure, you make sure you know how it operates and the limited times where it is lawful to use it. And that takes more than 4 hours. And a lot of these people don't have any training, Bill, because what happens is they buy it at a gun show or they buy it over the internet and they just carry it. And nobody's going around checking them. So the point of the matter is that that is very, very sage advice from a guy who's a hunter and a guy who's a gun owner and who's a guy who is very sympathetic to the Second Amendment. It's some common sense. You do not want yahoos running around that don't respect the weapon and don't know anything about the weapon. Come back to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Gary of Sussex.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about what you said just now and what Bill said. Now, yeah, unemployment is down, and that looks really well. Price of gas is still sky high. It's still around $4. Just because it went down a little bit or a dollar doesn't mean that that's a great price. We kind of forget about what we used to be paying. We're used to paying around $2 a gallon. But I do want to make a comment about last week when I was talking to you about Ron Johnson and voting against the bill to help the veterans. Now, as far as you didn't let me finish what I was going to say. You kind of cut me off. But the thing is, on this bill, it was passed by something like 87% of the Republicans and Democrats all voted for the bill the first time. The second time, which nobody ever mentions, is they threw all this other garbage into the bill, and that's why the Republicans all voted against it. So it wasn't that the Republicans and Ron Johnson's not supporting the wounded veterans, because they all did. It was when they looked at the bill again and threw all this other garbage on there.
Like, what is the garbage you're referring to? What are you specifically referring to, got added?
The Build Back Better stuff that they wanted to throw back on that stuff. I don't know if they were, you know, I'm being facetious now, but, you know, Nancy Pelosi needs a new fence type thing, or Chuck Schumer needs some new cars. You know, I'm being facetious. I don't know exactly what they threw in. I didn't read the bill. But all I know is the Republicans, they all vote against it. Me, you, and every person in this country knows that these veterans that lose their arms and their legs, you know, I'd give them all $1 million as far as I'm concerned. They deserve to have a good, solid life that they can live without have to be stuck in a box, you know. And I know,
Gary,
that we all agree on that.
Let me tell you something. And by the way, I never cut anybody off. I think you called the last time close to the end of the show, and I have no control over that. But this time you've had your say. But I want to tell you, with all respect, Gary is a principled conservative. I like having Gary call in. But, Gary, I think you've been given mistaken information about all the stuff loaded. And I know you're being facetious about the fence and the cars, so I'm not talking about that. But Build Back Better was not loaded in this bill. What happened was it passed the Senate with about 87 votes. You're right, a lot of Republicans. It goes to the House, and frequently there are very, very small changes that are not substantive, and then it goes to a conference committee, and they come up with the final bill. What happened here was, yes, the Republicans voted for it, although Ron Johnson did not. Then it goes to the House. They made, you know, they polished it or whatever. It did not include any of the garbage you're talking about. Then it goes to a conference committee. It goes to the conference committee, and when it comes back to the Senate for passage, what had happened then is the soft infrastructure, Build Back Better soft infrastructure bill that you're referring to had been separately passed, agreed to by Schumer and Manchin. Mitch McConnell got angry and decided that he would then filibuster the veterans bill in retaliation, and Ron Johnson went along with that. Yes, people who lose their arms and limbs get covered. People who get shot get covered. But people who get COPD and lung cancer because they're exposed to toxic burn pits, and, you know, there are no environmental laws in Afghanistan. They're all murderers. It's a culture of sadism and murder. It's a jihadist culture. And so they don't care what they burn and who's exposed to it. And so this bill would simply recognize that the burn pit bill, that people who had lung damage and other kinds of damage that you can't see, like an amputated limb or a bullet in the shoulder, that these people would somehow still get covered. I have no doubt that most of the Republicans would agree to it, but as a tactical matter, what they're doing is they're going, well, okay, this is a revenge thing. And I think that's wrong. I mean, you know, it just flat out is. Gary, thanks a lot for calling in. Always enjoy your calling in. I want to get in one other reference before we go to the end of the show. Today is primary day around the country, but not in Wisconsin. We're next Tuesday. But here's the status of the 10 Republican congressmen that voted to impeach Trump. Okay, Steve Scalise, and these are not just the ones that voted to impeach Trump, but Steve Scalise and the ones that stood for Trump are going around boasting about the hard infrastructure that somehow they voted against, and now they are taking credit for it. But the ones that did the hardcore stuff, the congressmen that voted to impeach, Anthony Gonzalez in Hawaii, John Katko in New York, Fred Upton in Michigan, Adam Kinzinger in Illinois are not running for re-election. Tim Rice of South Carolina lost his primary because Trump came in for the opponent. David Valdeo of California won his, but his opponent was so bad in the primary, even Trump didn't endorse him. That leaves four others of the 10. Liz Cheney's primary is in a couple of weeks. But Peter Meyer of Michigan, Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington, Dan Newhouse of Washington, all voted to impeach Trump. And they all have primaries. And that is going on today. So one of the things you may want to look at tonight when you evaluate who won, who lost, and so on, is that three people who stood up to Trump and voted to impeach him, Peter Meyer of Michigan, Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington, Dan Newhouse of Washington, we're all on the ballot today. Today. Four of the others stepped down. Liz Cheney is in a couple of weeks. Tom Rice of South Carolina lost. The only guy who won his primary is Dave Valdeo of California. And that's only because the guy he ran against was so bad, Trump didn't even endorse him. But I referenced Steve Scalise, and this is, how bad is this? The people that voted for hardcore infrastructure are now going around boasting about the money they brought back that they voted against. Steve Scalise got $1 billion for flood mitigation in Louisiana. He said, I'm the guy. Ashley Hinson of Iowa, a dam in Iowa, she voted against it and boasts about it in her reelection, Republican. Tony Gonzalez of Texas, there was creek revitalization, millions of dollars, voted against it, boasting about it. And you know something? 24% of the people in this country know that hard infrastructure passed. 30%, 7% don't even know it. 30% think it's still being worked on. I think the Democrats have really got to get out big time in what they've accomplished. Just so you know, we're going to the end of the show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.